I'm going to go to the hotline now and work. Welcome to the program for the first time. He is a talent agent who's repped some of the best guys in the comedy world, and he has got a new documentary out. It's something I'm very interested in. This is Barry Katz. Barry, how are you, sir?
I'm fantastic. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm very excited about this. I'm 45 years old, but when Oliver Stone's JFK movie came out, that's usually around college time when no matter what your upbringing is, you get real liberal and feel like you can save the world. And I went out and bought...
Like conspiracies.
Yeah, I went out and bought I bought Garrison's book and bought a bunch of other books, and I learned a lot about it. And still to this day, believe I have no idea. But deep down inside, I believe it, our own government had something to do with it. Barry's got a documentary called I Killed JFK, and this is the only guy who's ever actually admitted and confessed to being the killer. Who is this guy?
Well, if I tell you, you'll have to kill me.
Somebody's gonna.
So, but if you see the film tomorrow night in theaters, you'll be able to know all that, and it's one night only. You can go to IKillJFK.com and get tickets. And so, but what I will share with you is this, is that, you know, I did this, there were over 20 different witnesses that were interviewed. And as you know, like when you watch and went to see JFK, it's like, you think to yourself, well, one person says something, two people, maybe it's not true. But then when you get 20 people telling stories and they don't know each other and all the stories kind of intertwine and mix, then it really affects you and you start to realize what's going on. And you mentioned JFK, which is fascinating. The guy who I interviewed, who admitted to killing JFK, this guy has never taken any money, okay? And as you know, when you want to figure out something, follow the money.
Yeah.
This guy has never taken any money. This guy, Oliver Stone, coincidentally, he went to his jail cell three times, offered him money on many different occasions. To him, his family, he never took any money, and he never gave Oliver Stone any information. And so that's one thing that's telling about this whole thing. Is that a lot of the people involved, it's all about these amazing stories who've been involved for like 40, 50 years, and they're just trying to find the truth. They're not out there like hawking things and taking money. Some people who actually make money from their books, they put all the money from the money in their books and they put it into conventions and things like that to pay to try to get the word out.
All right, so let me ask you, you're convinced that this guy is telling the truth, in addition to him not accepting the money, which makes you a little bit more legit, but his facts line up, you walk away from this feeling like that this is the guy?
Everything lines up, I feel that way, but to be honest with you, and I want to share this with your audience, not only will they see the documentary, but afterwards, you know, what I did this month is I found five of the last remaining living people who were involved in the JFK assassination. And I interviewed them in a panel, which will air after the film. And what was most telling to me was this guy, two guys, Jim Morris, and who was a journalist in 63 in Dallas covering the story, and this guy, Gordon Ferry, who was a national security advisor to the five presidents. And one of the things Jim Morris said, which was very telling, he said, listen, I interviewed this guy. I know him inside and out. And I believe that he did it. But the point is, Barry, it's not really who did it.
Right.
Any crackpot in the world can kill anybody. It's who had the power to cover it up for 54 years. And Gordon Ferry said something really fascinating to me, which was bone-crushing. He said, Barry, when Donald Trump says he wants to drain the swamp, what do you think is at the bottom of the swamp? I've been around, Barry. I was there. I worked with Eisenhower, JFK. 1963, November 22nd, was like a party in Dallas. It was a social event, Barry.
Yeah.
People flew in from all over the world to see the president killed. He was just the only person or one of the few people who didn't know what was going to happen.
Part of the reason why I was so excited about Trump being president, because, you know, if for some reason Barry Katz wanted to be president, he used all his famous strings to pull in and get in, and all of a sudden you got in there, wouldn't the first thing you do go with me and find out all the secrets?
Absolutely. The question is, after you find out the secrets, and that's interesting you mentioned Trump, because there's a lot of similarities between Kennedy and Trump. and people would say, are you kidding me? Trump, are you kidding? That's impossible. But it's not, because what happens is when a president gets in, as you found out with Trump, you have stances on things you feel really strongly about. You tell the American people, if you get in, you're going to make them happen. And then when you get in, what happens is there's a lot of people who tell you, listen, I don't think that's a good idea, and this is why. And I think part of the reason why this has been sequestered so long, it's like keeping alive for 50 years. It's like, let's say you're adopted, and you just never tell your child you're adopted. And then, 50 years later, every year that you wait, it's more painful and hurtful. And the similarities between Kennedy and Trump are amazing. But the fact is, we didn't have all these news outlets. We didn't have YouTube.
Yeah.
You never convict Oswald because you have the videotape. Anybody at home can look at the Zapruder film and see that he was shot from the back and the front. But the public didn't have it.
That's right. Yeah, and the problem is you only have, they took the Zapruder film and they've only given you that footage, so you have no way of comparing 92 other Snapchats, Instagram videos, and all that stuff to compare it to. This is Barry Katz. The movie is called I Killed JFK. You can get tickets at IKillJFK.com, and I'm very interested in seeing this. I think, in my opinion, without knowing anything more about the movie and just over the years reading the books, I very much think it was a government conspiracy. But the problem is now is that once we found out the government for sure, we always kind of knew they were listening to our phone conversations and spying on us. But once WikiLeaks and the other guy, Snowden, made it common knowledge, now we're all mad about it. Imagine if we knew for sure that our own government killed its president.
I know, and it's very damaging. But it's like, again, when you talk about Trump, whether you like Trump or you don't like Trump, whatever you feel about him, it's the same thing. He goes on a podium and says, this is why I fired the FBI director. And then the next day, somebody says, this is why he fired the FBI director. Then another person tied in says this. Even if you're a Trump supporter, you're watching the television saying, something's being covered up here.
Yeah.
And same thing that happened back then. The difference is back then, the government didn't have to answer to all these news organizations. The government didn't have TMZ. The government, the public didn't have the Zapruder film to look at frame by frame and slow it down. The public could never see this. So no one knew that Kennedy had all these enemies. We know Trump has these enemies. No one knew that the enemies of Kennedy were the FBI and the CIA and LBJ and the mob. And the Russians and Cuba, nobody knew that, but because it wasn't available to us. For Trump, it's available. We know every nuance. It's tighter. It's harder for him to cover it up. Back then, it was easier. And hopefully, when you see this movie, and it's only playing one night, tomorrow night, theaters, you'll be able to see it. It will change your life forever. I guarantee you that. It really will.
I would like to check it out. By the way, why it's in theaters and then they'll be able to get it what? Online? Because I'm going to be honest, I got to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm not going to any movie theater.
Well, I'll make sure you have. I'll make sure you get it. But no, I just only wanted to do one night. I wanted to do a special event around Kennedy's 100th birthday. I didn't want it lingering in theaters. Documentaries are tricky. Look, I did one with Tom Hanks and Amy Schumer. And Judd Apatow called Misery Loves Comedy. And
yep.
Again, documentaries are different. It's a different kind of audience. It's for a different kind of group of people who want to know something about a topic and want to get a clear understanding about it. And it's a great audience, but there's no need to have it in the theaters forever. One night was the way to do it, and I wanted it that way.
Plus, Barry is going to get picked off, too.
They'll
find you. They'll get you. IKillJFK.com. You can get tickets and find out where it's playing. I'm very interested to see it. Real quick before you go, Mary F. Kill, Dane Cook, Burt Kreischer, and Robert Kelly.
I can't answer those questions, but I will share this. I've been around all these comedians, but one thing that's for sure that you realize is that these people are serious about their work. People think it's like comedy. You just go on, you just hang out, you just do your thing. These people work really hard at their craft. And originally when they got in comedy, I think they thought, hey, I'll just go up 20 minutes a night, an hour a night. I'll meet all these girls. Mm-hmm. I'll do whatever. And then it's like professional gambling. You think, I'm just going to win the money. That's all it is winning money. And then when you're in the profession, you realize professional gambler, comedian, you're working like 80 hours a week to stay relevant and stay on time.
Yeah, no one wanted a real job when they got into it, but now they got it. Barry, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Check out Barry Katz's podcast also and the movie I Killed JFK. You can go to IKilledJFK.com. Pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you so much. An honor.
All right, pal. Take it easy. There you go. Legendary talent manager. And he's Dane Cook's guy. He was Burt's guy for a while.
I mean, Louis C.K. Dave Chappelle.
You know what? One day I'd love to ask him about Frosty, too. So Matt Frost, who reps Robert Kelly and a bunch of other guys, like for booking dates and stuff, he worked for Barry. This is a great inside story about somebody you have no idea who he is. He's just a guy who went and to Barry and he said, I want to do what you do. I want to learn what you do. I want to know your craft or whatever. And he said, okay. He's like, come on, I'll teach you. He brought him on like as kind of like an intern kind of thing. And Matt went in there and learned everything about the business. And then he saw a merging college campus tour going on. And he said, let me start up a college section. And he was like, no, there's no money in it. They're cheap. Whatever. He goes, let me just do it. Let me put it together. I think we can make money. So Barry said, okay, put it together. So he put it together and it became very successful. Barry was wrong and Frosty was right. So then Frosty finally went to him and he was like, hey, you should let me buy this from you. I created it. I went on. He was like, no. Finally, he was like, okay. And he sold it to Frosty. And then Frosty took it and sold to another company immediately and make like millions of dollars. So now they hate each other. It was good. I'm very interested. Dom, who killed JFK? Dom, don't hem-haw around it. You know the answer to this.
You know, the better question.
Lyndon Johnson was waiting in the wings.
The better person to ask would be my father-in-law. Because he has all of those.
But he thinks Traficante did.
He has all those paintings.
Yes.
And things that in the pawn shop.
Yeah, if you put them together.
That the FBI came.
Mm-hmm.
And they looked at all of that stuff at the pawn shop and they wanted to take it. And then he said, absolutely not. And he says, do they have the right to take it? He says, absolutely not. They don't have the right to take it. There's, and he said, no. Mm-hmm. And then the federal government, the FBI agents left. And they never contacted me or him again about it.
The FBI agent asked me for anything but my kids. I'd be like,
yep.
Take it.
No, it's just because of the FBI doesn't mean, you got to do what they say. I mean,
despite what you might have heard, I've never talked to the FBI about anything ever. I have talked to the Secret Service, but I've never talked to the FBI. If they showed up today and said, Mr. Caldwell's in, they're like, we need your phone, I'd be like, okay.
No, couldn't the FBI just have bought the paintings if they really wanted it that bad?
I guess they could have, Carmen, but I don't think Joe is selling them either. He doesn't have them on display.
Everything is for sale. Let me just be,
what do you got for me? What's the offer?
Let me just put a plug in here for Capital Pawn on West Boulevard. Everything is for sale. If the government wants to buy it, then that's a different story. To answer the question is, I think that there's a lot of different books and things and writings associated with that he has more insight to answer your question than do I, just because of the history that comes with all the stuff that he had there.
The I believe that the government worked in conjunction with the mafia to kill the president, and I think that the answer, the key to the whole thing is, what's his face? The strip club owner. The one that killed Lee Harvey Oswald.
Jack Ruby.
Jack Ruby knew he was dying. He was allowed in a high security area with a weapon. He had no business being there. He had never done anything so patriotic before. Jack Ruby is the answer. He is the key as to the piece of proof on who is responsible.
You need to go see Joe and look at the stuff that he has.
I've seen the paintings. I've been there.
Okay.
The ring
behind it and underneath and all this other
stuff. That's who did those paintings.
Well, that's...
The guy who killed him?
That and lies the question. I don't really know the answer to that question.
By the way, if you want to see I Kill JFK, it's playing at the University Mall. That's where the nearest.
You might end up getting whacked over there, too. Actually, I heard that the University Mall, which used to be referred to as a Million Man Mall, the movie theater is actually the good part. And it's very unlikely that the folks shopping at the Million Man Mall will be seeing I Kill JFK, and it's one night only premiere.
There's one thing I have to remind you today that you've said that I disagree with.
Okay.
Is if anybody ever asks you for anything, FBI, law enforcement, FDLE, sheriff's police, you say, I'm calling Dom first. Don't hand your phone.
I understand what I'm supposed to do.
Dial my number first.
The answer is going to be.
And as you hand the phone, it's on speaker, and then I say, kindly hand the phone back to my client, whoever it is. And then they'll hand the phone back to you. They'll take you into custody. I'll come and get you, and we'll leave together.
The number one reason why I should be considered innocent of any charges ever brought against me is because if any time any police officer said came to my house and said, mind if we come in for a minute? I go, come on in.
No.
I'm telling you, I have never, ever said. There was one time a police officer pulled me over because I had a nice car in a bad neighborhood, and it made me very mad, and he said, where are you coming from? And I said, do I have to tell you? Because I don't want to tell you. And I was very proud of myself.
Do I have to tell you?
Yeah, because I was so mad. I was like, I don't want to. Do I have to tell you? And he was like, no. I'm like, good.
Just because you're not doing anything wrong doesn't mean you have to give up your protection, your Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendment rights.
I know, but if the FBI said to me, we need a sperm sample.
And listen, I like the FBI. And the FBI, if they come in and do something, 9 times out of 10, you're going to comply. But there's always times if they want to take your personal property. Well, wait a second.
I would just give it to
them. There's issues where I've had to deal with the FBI. Well, wait a second. What is it you guys
I will never
need?
Say to the FBI, well, wait a second.
What is it that you guys
hold
actually
on,
need?
Agent Ness. Hold on 1 second while I call my attorney. Hi, you reached the cell phone of Dominic Ferriello. I'm like, oh. Hold on, FBI. Let me try to get the office.
They have to apply by the rules of law, just like anybody else. They have to have warrants. If they want to interrogate you and you want an attorney, you can ask for a lawyer.
From now on, I will not do anything with any organization on any level until I've talked to you first.
Yes.
Except the Pasco County Sheriff's Office, because there's nothing wrong with those guys. No. And the great Sheriff Naco, the second most famous person in Pasco County.
But they'll give you speeding tickets, right? They'll give you
wasn't him.
That was the highway patrol.
Eric on Twitter said, I bet Galvin's dad knows who killed JFK. At least I think that's what the tweet said. Mm-hmm. It's been deleted.
the account's been deleted.
Remember, in doubt, throw Spanish under the bus.
Oh.
Okay. It's great. That's what an executive producer is for.
Absolutely.
Mr. Calhoun, we want to ask you questions. It's with Spanish. And then they'll just say, well, here's his address. Mm-hmm.
Like any kind of stuff with law enforcement or anything, I usually just go, hey, look at that cat. And then I just run.
Yeah.
That's right.
They fall for that a lot.
It was Spanish.
Oh, yeah. The guy who they say killed JFK is in jail. And his name is James Files, and he's been incarcerated for 30 years for attempted murder of 2 police officers in Chicago. Now, I don't know what his relationship is to the rest of the gang that was questioned and blamed for killing JFK, but I am very interested to see this. I'm telling you right now, I will not go to see it in the theater. I will find it on the balls box or somewhere, but something's got to happen. It's got to be available somewhere. Barry Katz does things and make money. So it'll be out somewhere. All right, I got to take a break. I'm way late, and I got to poop. It's the Mike Calda Show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
The Mike Calda Show on 102.5 The Bone.